Lone man up front for Mamelodi Sundowns, but headed away by Brent Lawler. Now it's Leonard down this right-hand side, but a good challenge coming in from Tebogo Langeman. Puts the ball into touch, a throw in line with the edge of the Sundowns penalty area. As it's played now towards the new man, Mutanga, who had a good shot in the first half, saved by Wayne Sanderlands. And we also saw Jackie Motshekwa forcing a good save from Sanderlands in the first half, going at full stretch, the Sundowns goalkeeper palming the ball behind. It's a bit of a breeze here, and it will be a corner to Bloemfontein Celtic on the right hand side. Take it short to Leonard, whose first touch is not the best, and he loses possession to Dr. Mampuru as Sundowns break away across the halfway line. We'll just watch this action and see if anything transpires from this move. It's Richard Inyakani, plays the ball over the head of Mamelodi, and it comes to nothing as it rolls calmly to the hands of Batic Tinium. So with nearly 10 minutes gone in the second half here at the Free State Stadium in this absolute Premiership clash, Richard Inyakani putting Mamelodi Sundowns ahead after 36 minutes. So it's Bloemfontein Celtic 0, Mamelodi Sundowns 1.
Thanks very much for that one, Mo. We'll come back to you later on in the program. For the moment, though, it's time to get extreme with Ryan Mayring, a crazy oak. Decided he wouldn't ride a bicycle from Cape Town to Johannesburg in under 25 days. Yeah, I thought he was crazy the first time we spoke to him, but we've got him back on the show. And let's see if he's kept his sanity. Good afternoon and welcome back to SAFM Sports Special, Ryan.
How's it, Nick? How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, man. Good. So, number one, did you survive?
We did it, yeah. Managed to actually do it, can you believe?
Yeah, I take my hat off to you and also perhaps give you the business card of a couple of psychologists, because 25 days to do Cape Town to Johannesburg is, yeah, no small feat for any person. But you decided not to just do it on a normal bike. No, you got to go do it on a BMX single speeder.
Yeah, I think I need both psychological and physical treatment now. So if you've got a number for physio, that would also be great.
Well, you know what? I'm supposing it was all worth it. You plan to raise a whole whack load of money for CHOC. And yep. Since its inception, no stopping that stampede. Energy of the CHOC herd seems to be infectious. And, at least you know you were doing it for a good cause.
Absolutely, yeah. We were hoping to raise 100,000. Currently sitting on 125,000. So still got about 5 days open on the donation side of things, and hoping to get even more and push that well beyond what we originally had planned on.
So, Ryan, describe the actual journey to us. I mean, you had a couple of support guys along the way, but geez, all the way from Cape Town to Johannesburg in a single-speed BMX. How did you handle the hills?
There were some pretty steep hills, but we managed to get through it. And the support has been unbelievable. We had Doug from Trigger Monkey, who was sort of riding the support vehicle and giving us all of the sort of on-road support, and is at the very same time obviously documenting the entire trip. And he took the most unbelievable footage and photographs. And so it's very well documented. And as I said, yeah, the support was just unbelievable and couldn't have done it without those guys. But it was an unbelievable journey, and learned so much and got so much out of it for myself. But at the end of the day, yeah, it was all for CHOC, and in conjunction with the cows, we hit our targets. And the plan was to do it under 25 days, and at the end of the day, we actually ended up doing it in about 18 days. We picked up the pace towards the end, and I think we averaged almost 150 Ks over the last sort of 3 or 4 days. So, amazing what we learned through that process, and how much I learned to sort of push my boundaries and get beyond what I thought originally was already a big ask. But it, so much out of it. It was an unbelievable journey.
And then you topped things off with a stint in that Joburg race last weekend.
Yeah, like if it wasn't enough to ride from Cape Town to Joburg, we thought we'd just slap on an extra sort of 95-odd Ks and did that with a bunch of cows. And that was a lot of fun. That was excellent. And you just see the amount of support along the roadside for cows. And you actually feel bad for anyone else riding, because if you're dressed in any sort of cow print, you get so much support. So it's an unbelievable initiative, and the guys have done so, so well.
Well, we take our hats off to you here on SAFM Sports Special. And also, word on the street is that you've had one or two family problems in the meantime. Best of wishes to your dad.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a little bit of a sort of unexpected, and the old man went and had a little bit of a heart attack on the side of the road. He's all well. He's had his op, and he's back now, and he's back at home and on his feet again. And he's convinced that he's going to go back and complete the part of the ride that he didn't get to. But he did about 800 Ks with me before that incident. And again, the support has been unbelievable, and people have sort of rallied to make sure that he's okay and everything's all right. And in a very strange way, it's actually made the whole trip very special in that he's obviously now all right. But at the same time, we've learned a lot about ourselves, and it's helped us grow as a family and all the rest. And again, just an amazing thing that at the end of the day, like, you overcome certain challenges, and it makes it even more special.
Oh, what's the next big whacked out adventure?
Well, I don't know. I was hoping you'd give me a couple of weeks just to catch my breath before you asked me that question. But, of course, some ideas have been bantered around, and I've had to sign some Soviet contracts to join the cows and do something with them next year. So we'll definitely be involved with them again and see what we can do about raising even more funds for kids with cancer.
Oh, best of luck, Ryan. How can we keep up with your exploits there? Are you on Facebook? You on Twitter?
Yes, absolutely. I think the best thing, as I said, the charitable donation sort of conduit's still open, and people can still hop online on both our Facebook page and the blog to catch up on the stories that we've written. We're still going to be posting some of the untold stories and putting up some of the brilliant pictures that were taken. And people can go through those two channels, the Facebook probably being the easiest. So if people go to OneGearSA, Facebook.com/OneGearSA, they can catch up on all the stories there and click through to a donation, secure donation site, where we can receive even more donations, as I said, to try and help out kids suffering from cancer and various blood disorders.
Oh, truly inspirational stuff that you're doing, and hopefully it'll lead to the example that people lead, and they also start doing not necessarily stuff as crazy as you, but at least trying to make a difference, eh?
Yeah, that's the thing. The cows offer such a great platform for anyone who wants to get involved to sort of link anything that they want to do, particularly cycling-wise, to this wonderful charitable initiative. So, yeah, I would suggest if it has inspired anyone to do anything, to get hold of the cows and see how they can get involved. And the cows are wonderfully receptive and will pretty much take any crazy ideas on board, because they're quite a crazy bunch of guys themselves. But, so it's a wonderful platform and a brilliant bunch of people to get involved in if you're looking to give back in some way.
Fantastic. Ryan, we'll leave it at that. Thank you so much for joining us. Ryan Mayring is crazy enough to cycle on a BMX from Cape Town to Johannesburg in an effort to raise awareness and funds for CHOC by riding that bike in under 25 days. He managed to do it at freaking 18. I don't know. Yeah, overachievers, these weird and wacky guys that really just harness the power of the unusual, I suppose, to raise awareness and funds. So, salute to them, and hopefully we'll chat to Ryan in the not-too-distant future about another great initiative to raise funds and awareness for a worthy cause. So we're going to go back to Mo Ali in a moment or so, find out the latest on Bloemfontein and Celtic up against the Downs, Mamelodi Sundowns, that is. But last chance for you to hear this voice and identify it on SAFM Sports Special. Who is this? What are they talking about?
But league form doesn't usually count for much in the cup. It's a slightly different, the mental approach. And I don't think that history helps you on the day.
All right, 34701. Each SMS costs you only 200 cents. That's right, 2 rants. Otherwise, you can just use a little bit of bandwidth and get onto twitter.com, find us, SFMSS, and hoots us a tweet, hoots us that answer as well. Who is that? What are they talking about? Like I said, almost a household name in South African football.
I'm Edoardo Molinari, and you're listening to SAFM Sports Special.
SAFM would like to wish you a very happy and safe holiday season and a new year filled with peace, harmony and success. Continue to enjoy and engage in the national conversation on SAFM, where we intend to continue discussions that stimulate and inspire. Thank you for being a part of SAFM's family. SAFM, South Africa's news and information leader.
The SAFM supports local music.